This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, listeners, friendly reminder that we now have a Patreon. If you like what you hear, you can now see it on our Patreon. Head on over to patreon.com/girlsonporn and support the pod.
Welcome to Girls on Porn. I'm Laura.
I'm Rachel.
And we love porn.
This is our porn review podcast.
We talk about what we love and roast what we hate.
Helping you find hot, ethical, just plain better porn for your spank bank.
And we're looking at everything. Before we introduce the topic, we have a silly little segment for you today.
69 Seconds of Sex News, Florida Edition.
We've pulled headlines from Florida newspapers to keep you informed and horny? Here we go.
Florida man, desperate for a ride to Hooters, called 911. Jonathan Hinkle told 911 dispatchers that he needed a ride to the provocative eatery to help his grandmother, who is at risk of having a stroke. Cops later learned the man's granny was perfectly fine and not, in fact, at a Hooters. Hinkle was arrested on charges of misusing 911.
Florida man was arrested over an I Eat Ass sticker. Dylan Shane Webb was arrested for refusing to remove a sticker on his car that read I Eat Ass, Columbia County cops said. The charges were later dropped after he argued that he's protected by the First Amendment. You gotta fight for your right to toss a salad.
Florida man in a dog costume filmed himself having sex with a Siberian husky. Christian Stewart Oscar Nichols, allegedly dressed up as a dog, recorded himself getting frisky with his husky, then posted the footage online. Fortunately, the man was hit with animal cruelty charges. I mean, I don't want to yuck your yum, but unless you can prove that dog was consenting, I'm not okay with it.
Florida man was arrested after getting caught having sex with an Olaf stuffed animal at Target. Witnesses told police that Cody Meter took a large Olaf, the snowman from Frozen, and started to dry hump it. The police report claims Meter ejaculated on the Olaf doll and put it back on the shelf before he then selected a large unicorn stuffed animal and began to have sex with that object as well. He was arrested and charged with criminal mischief, and the Olaf and the unicorn were removed from the store and destroyed. This is not what Idina Menzel meant by let it go.
Took a large Olaf really sounds like something else.
That was the hardest thing I've ever had to read on the show.
It's the Olaf and the unicorn when they were taken both, from the... Yeah, it was because they were destroyed.
They were taken from the shelf and destroyed is the most insane.
Yeah, imagining that ritual.
Like a solemn moment of like two Target employees. Oh my God. Just being like, oh, well, I didn't think this was in my day. Really didn't have this on the books for my day today. Oh, wow. Guys, I'm not wearing pants. I just want to say it now and say it loud. It's hot in New York City. It's muggy. I'm a little loopy,
baby.
Bear with me.
Anyway, today's topic.
Yes.
Strap-ons.
It's a strap-on.
Singular, plural, strap-on. Get your yap on.
Strap on. Strap off.
Strap on. Strap off.
Did you like that?
I did.
We talked about pegging before, obviously, and, you know, we love to return to a topic. But this is specifically a strap on. Because pegging, if you want to get technical, is the act of a female penetrating a man. And a strap-on is just the device. So it could be any and all genders, sexualities, bodies.
Queer,
know.
Straight. Yeah, all kinds of bodies, all kinds of sexualities. We're working with a dildo.
Yes.
We're strapping it to our bodies specifically as opposed to just holding it
Right. It's
around.
Wiggling it around.
Wiggling it at free.
Pointing.
Instead of just
pointing
waggling it in the wind.
Hey, you!
Hey over there!
So a dildo is obviously the phallus. The strap-on is the harness.
Mm-hmm.
Harnesses and dildos are made in a wide variety of styles. There's different variations in how they fit. The dildo attaches to the harness. And then, you know, there's sometimes there's like vibrators attached to like stimulate the person who's wearing the harness.
Mm-hmm.
It could be used for vaginal sex, anal sex, oral sex, solo, mutual masturbation. And I loved this. Wikipedia was like, sexual lubricant can be used to ease insertion. If you're using a strap-on, use lube, you doofus, you know?
Can be used. Better be.
It better be.
Yes, highly recommend.
I would say required, honestly.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, we've said it before, we've said it again. The anus is not self-lubricating. Mm-hmm. You don't want to find that out the hard way.
Yeah, the literally hard way.
the hard, dry way.
I also know that we've absolutely covered this before, but worth just going through the history of dildos. I can't even say which episode. Like, I don't know if it was pegging episode, but we've talked about the history of dildos before. And we've gone back to ancient artifacts. Mm-hmm. So I just want to fire some of these off.
Yes.
Most of these are from Wikipedia because I am that level of. Genuinely, yes, but I also genuinely appreciate that the summarized things. Our wonderful intern noted that these are not cited, which is a red flag. However, I feel like I've seen enough goddamn pictures of upper paleolithic dildos on the internet that I'm like,
yeah,
as best we can, we believe that these were dildos. So as far back as we know of upper paleolithic, these dildos are known as perforated batons. And many archaeologists believe them to be dildos.
Right.
We also have female-female dildo usage in ancient China that's been documented. In ancient Greece, dildos were made of stone, or padded leather. And some evidence, like leather-related possible harness use.
Yes.
Also, the belief that olive oil would have been used for anal penetration. That's right up our alley.
That's my favorite thing about that is like also the fact that all of these were like citation needed. And I was like, no, that one I'm going to choose to believe is true.
Yeah, that one I'm invested in. I'll be the proof. Like, yes. I'll be the Mediterranean woman who says, yes, that goes down. Kama Sutra includes the mention of dildos. A double penetration dildo was found in ancient France. But its use is lost to time. I'm phrasing it particularly.
We know what it was used for.
We have Shunga.
Yes.
Two women using a tengu mask. Strap. This is Japanese from the Edo period. We have a woodblock. This is actually pictured on Wikipedia. We have 19th century Chinese paintings showing a woman using a dildo strapped to her shoe.
Mm-hmm.
We should do a whole episode on the crossover, like a crossover app with like dildo and foot play.
Because
that could be a whole thing. And then French erotic literature around 1849 to 1928, specifically Edouard Henri Avril, illustrator of erotic literature.
I butchered
that pronunciation, but who cares?
It's all right.
Yeah.
Sorry to all our French listeners.
And then 1899, Michael Haberlant, the Austrian ethnologist, documented current and historical use of double-ended dildos in Zanzibar.
You just wanted an excuse to say Zanzibar.
Yeah, I wanted to land there. I wanted to finish strong.
Oh, yeah. Also, it's like known, you know, there's like signs and clues left behind of dildos being used to worship fertility gods. Mm-hmm. Rituals.
Mm-hmm. Or just like phallic objects in general.
Yeah, yeah. Right. So like ancient Greece. And then also, this is kind of fun, again, like relatable to us. In the suburban baths at Pompeii in Italy, a mural was unearthed, which depicts a threesome with male anal penetration.
Love it.
I chose.
Were you as obsessed with Pompeii as I was? Was every kid like into? Was Pompeii just hot when I was a kid?
Yeah,
or was it just
me? Like mythical, you know?
Yeah, it was magical. I mean, it was trapped in time. Yeah.
And then, yeah, exactly. Literally trapped in time. And then there's another mural that shows like a woman penetrating another woman, as well as males with a strap on.
Yeah. And, so those of you saying that queer sex is a hot new thing.
Yeah. Don't you like don't get it
get
twisted.
Out of here.
You
get
know what I'm saying?
Here. Yeah.
Like strap on sex was embraced and celebrated in ancient Italy. Okay.
And love it.
You know, it ain't never died.
Just been pushed to the side for too many centuries.
Right.
I also want to dedicate a special moment to talk about this academic article that our lovely intern Claire found. I was moved to tears. Oh. I was moved to tears by this article. It was truly
gorgeous.
I don't have that. What was the word? What'd you say?
I said gorgeous. I don't know. That's just what
truly gorgeous. Yeah, I was gonna say moving, gorgeous. But I already said I was moved to tears, and I was like, and I have no other words. Great. The title of this piece is Restoration of Satisfying Sex for a Castrated Cancer Patient with Complete Impotence, a Case Study. Here's the sentence from the abstract that drew me in and ultimately led to me reading the whole thing. Okay. We present a firsthand account of a fully impotent, testosterone-suppressed prostate cancer patient who has satisfying multi-orgasmic sex using a strap-on dildo.
Wow.
So to summarize this, this man went through extensive, very intensive treatment for his prostate cancer was taking testosterone suppressors that prevented his ability to get an erection at all, and he became fully impotent. Now, he was not physically castrated in the sense that, like, his dick was cut off. Specify that.
That's good.
Castration or anything around that, and I'm like, wait, what?
I know. I'm talking about, like, Middle Ages, yeah.
Yes. I'm like, what did we do to this man?
Yeah.
But it was more, he had surgery and also, like, radiation treatments.
Sure.
And then in this academic article that goes on to fully analyze why he could re-achieve this kind of sexual satisfaction, starts with a firsthand account from this man.
Yeah.
And he was given the idea to try a strap-on from his very close lesbian friend.
Wow.
Friend of 16 years who was like, here's the thing. Orgasms are like mind-oriented. You should try this. You should play around with this. Like, as a lesbian, I can tell you that, like, using a strap-on can be really fantastic if you can, like, really invest in the experience. And he was resistant to it for, like, a year. He was afraid to go buy it. And then his, like, very, like, wonderful supportive friend, like, goes with him, walks him through the process. He specifically chooses, like, a dildo that does not feel... He was like, it was shaped like my penis erect, as far as I remember, which I was like, oh, that's a sad thing to hear someone, like, forgetting what their erection looked like. But it was, like, purple, and he was like, it was helpful that it didn't feel like a medical device. Like, he was very resistant to the idea of, like,
a lifelike,
a surgery that would, like, create a fake penis for him. So actually, like, it being a toy was, like, helpful for him psychologically. And then the fucking first time he has sex with his wife using this strap-on, she surprises him.
Yeah.
Like, he was like, we had not talked about this. Like, she had been very, you know, open and supportive and was like, yeah, let's explore this. Let's try it. But what she actually did while they were having sex and while he was penetrating her with the strap-on dildo is she, like, reached for his penis and started stimulating him, like, with her hand while he was inside her vagina. So, and then he had an orgasm. He was like, there was no fucking way I thought I was going to, like, come from that. And I was like, hey, that's like stunning to happen the first time, but also just, like, so moving that,
oh,
like,
my God,
his partner was supportive. He has this friend that's like, let's figure this out. And that what he kind of discovered in the process of this was, like, he created a sexual attachment to this device. Like, you went on to say that his wife, like, found the, like, put the dildo out at one point with, like, his necktie on it, like, just sort of standing up, like, with a little necktie on. And he was like, I took that to mean that, like, she was enjoying this thing. Like the object right. became sexualized in a fun, hot way between this couple and like totally reinvigorated their sex life. And then the final thing I'll say about this, when I had a prostate gland, sexual arousal that did not lead to ejaculation was frustrating, and I found it incomprehensible when a woman claimed she had pleasure from sexual stimulation yet had not had an orgasm. After my prostate was removed, I discovered that I, too, could have incremental pleasure from sexual stimulation and enjoy sex without orgasms. I can also have multiple orgasms.
Wow.
I just want to credit this. The title of that I gave you already, but this is Karen Workington from Boston University, Ross E. Gray, and Richard Wassersug, University of British Columbia, Vancouver.
Wow.
I was very moved. I was very moved because I can tell. The first thing that's fascinating here is I feel like he deconstructed the like the gender associations that he had with sex.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I think men commonly have a hard time understanding the nature of a female orgasm or of an orgasm for anyone with a vulva.
Yes, they do.
Because it operates in a slightly different way. And it's so fascinating to me that this man was literally castrated and like it opened up his sexual understanding. It opened up the possibility for multiple orgasms and it like completely rewrote what was possible.
Right.
It also challenged my sort of biases or like feelings about strap-ons. Like we've talked before about like strap-on sex on the show.
Right.
And I always kind of like hate when people like moan when they're wearing the strap-on. I'm like, you're not getting anything out of this.
Right.
And it is a little bit like challenging that. I'm still, if it's still like too much, I'm like, okay, you're performing. But yeah. I don't know. It kind of opened something up for me about like what it would be like to wear a strap-on and to like penetrate someone with a dildo.
Right. It can be very like also very incredibly affirming for people who are transitioning, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It can be great for people like who have erectile dysfunction.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, strap-ons can change your life, I would say.
That's what we've learned.
That's what we've learned.
And also, strap-ons save lives.
And also, like, where would we be without lesbians, you know?
Like, where would we be without queer folk?
Yeah,
you know?
That's really all. The more we do this podcast, that's all I learn.
Yeah,
I mean, it's kind of...
We'd be bored and clinically depressed if we happened to have been castrated due to prostate cancer.
Right. Like, I think we always just kind of assume that it's, like, either pegging or, like, lesbians doing, like, the performative and like, having, like penis envy, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. There's a flip stereotype that's, like, lesbian sex should or has to involve strap-ons because it has to emulate straight sex. And there are plenty of lesbian couples that are, like, we don't fuck with strap-ons because... We have no desire to play with that dynamic, you know, which I also totally understand.
Yeah.
But, you know, to each their own.
Yeah. But it is, as someone who has worn a strap on, it's hot. It's really hot.
Now you're rubbing it in.
I know.
And okay? I haven't worn a strap on. I'm not queer enough. I'm just
kidding. There's a lot of...
As a bisexual woman, right. I feel...
I'm taking away your
shame
card.
By the straight woman who is...
I'm taking away your card. There is also...
I don't think I got a card
You didn't
yet.
Get a card
Is that
yet?
In the mail?
It's coming in the
where
mail.
Where is it?
Okay. I talked to the head of queer culture and they're
saying...
Oh,
thank
the
you.
Minister
I didn't realize
of,
you were in touch because they are just not answering my calls.
The minister of queer culture. There's a lot of options also for a strap-on. You can get the jock, which is three straps, and it's like a jock. It's essentially a jock strap. It goes around your little leggies.
Your little leggies.
And then we've got the two strap, which is a thong.
Mm-hmm.
We have a corset, which kind of like corsets around your waist, which like helps a little bit with like support.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have like full-on like underwear. Like you can wear boxers, basically. Not boxers. What are they called? Boxer briefs? What am I thinking of?
Mm-hmm.
Is that a boxer
like
brief?
Boxer briefs are the like have little bit of shorts but are tighter.
Okay. And then what are the ones? Briefs are just the ones that are undies that don't have
yeah,
the legs.
Undies.
Okay,
briefs
cool.
are undies.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
And then there's strapless strap-ons, which like hook on the inside of someone who has a vulva.
Which
I don't know much
sounds
about.
Intimidating.
Yeah. But that, I mean, I think those are probably. They're a little bit harder to maneuver. You don't get as much like control over them.
I would think
So if you're going to just, if you want to just be laying on bottom while someone rides you, like maybe a strapless strap-on is for you. Because also strapless strap-ons can vibrate on the inside. But also all of these things, you could attach a bullet to the base of these, you know, the base of you. So it's if you don't have, or if you do have a penis, it's really for anyone. Vibrations are for anyone.
Vibrations like strap-ons are for anybody.
Are for anybody. And might I suggest you try. I also, I found that article, or I didn't find it again. Claire, thanks. there is this great article on Vice about how queer people explain the struggles of strap-on sex. And I mean, it's such a good point. Like, vibrators and sex toys have advanced so much, but harnesses and strap-ons, not so much.
Yeah. Very briefly, I was like, maybe I should develop. And I was like, no, I'm not the person to do that. A, I'm not an inventor, entrepreneur. B, as a person who hasn't worn a fucking strap-on, I'm probably the worst candidate.
Well, but it's true.
I've been watching a lot of Shark Tank, so I was like, is that for me? No.
Right. They could be too loose, and then it feels kind of like floppy and flimsy, and you don't want that. And then if they're too tight, you know, it can sort of
be pinchy or unflattering.
And then you don't feel very sexy. So, yeah. So it's like, and I don't know. Sometimes like the material itself is like, I mean, I've talked about it before, but like the strap on that I wore was like, it was like made of like backpack straps. You know what I'm saying? Like it was not
I know exactly like the puffy foam. That like that you can
Exactly.
Like I was like, give it a good tug to tighten it.
It was like vinyl, whatever. I was like, this sucks. This is not hot. What I want.
But you're also
like
an object fetishist sort of.
Yes, that, I am.
I'm sure you want like
leather.
A lacy leather. Like you want something decadent and well constructed.
Fuck yeah.
I know you. I know you.
What can I say? I'm a bougie bitch.
Yeah.
So yeah. So anyone who's listening out there and has a hot idea, get on Shark Tank. Okay. Let's make a new harness situation.
Let's advance the harness.
Because
I also feel like it's
on.
A market. Again, this is me watching Shark Tank and being like, how do you pitch that? Because they would be like, it's a niche market inside of a niche market. But like a market where like, if you are having strap-on sex, like you would invest a lot of money in a good one. You know, like I'd drop a couple hundo for like a beautiful, effective, like well-constructed strap-on.
Especially if you're wearing this.
If that like, was my thing consistently.
Yeah, if you're wearing this often, you know. And, you know, there's, again, this article said like the logistical and emotional challenges of wearing a dick during sex. Many of the most widely available harness brands lack a sense of style and aesthetic appeal. Something that people feel is essential for any garment worn during sex.
Yeah, or especially in a sex act. Like if there's gonna be a garment involved,
it's gotta feel
good, like fun or like somehow sexy and like adding to the vibe, you know?
Right. Totally. So listeners, get your thinking caps on.
Should we do the showdown?
Yeah.
I'm excited for this one. Okay. Should I start?
Yeah, you start.
She just keeps to fuck his ass, even though he came three times. This is actually featuring our aforementioned man.
Really?
Our dildo man from before. Well, because I was like, he came three times. I was like, these are multiple orgasms.
Yeah, but Jesus. She keeps.
She just keeps to fuck his ass, you know? Who wouldn't?
I know. Holy frat dude lets chick fuck him with a strap on until he comes. I had to watch this because I needed to know what holy meant. And see, the hard thing with me about like any sort of
Wait, how is holy spelled? Is it H-O-L-Y or H-O-L-E-Y?
H-O-L-Y.
Is the pun?
No, it is all caps too. So I was like, what do we have to do that's holy? You know, like what's going on here? And this is from Hot Dude Fuck.
Tight.
Which there's an absurd like montage at the beginning of like guys like flexing while they're like fucking girls like rabbits essentially. But the thing about these videos is like even if they're really bad, like the sight of like a guy like taking something in his ass is gonna turn me on.
So you're just telling me about another porn you watch that you're into,
so
that's
like,
in your spank bank.
I was like, I gotta click out of this.
Fair. Great.
That's me in a nutshell, babe.
I love it.
Help,
love that
I'm
you're always
nutshell.
Willing to go down a rabbit hole, you know? All right. Tied and strap on fucked anything for the boss.
Oh, anything.
Yeah.
Well, you know, who hasn't, you know?
Fucked anything?
For the boss? For the boss, yes.
I hope not.
I'm trying to keep my job. Times is God.
That took a dark turn.
Sorry. Sorry. POV, guy lost his ass at billiards pool 8. Huge strap-on fuck till come.
Good.
Good.
I don't know.
As a billiards fan.
Yeah. I'm glad they included that detail.
What billiards pool 8 means, but, you know, billiards listeners.
Billiards pool 8.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like they heard all the concepts associated right. with billiards and
like
kind of
the
mashed
number
them
eight
together.
Ball.
Like the
know.
Eight ball's a thing.
Right.
Pool is also a name for billiards.
Billiards, right. But I'm a little lost on the details.
All right. Next, I have lesbian girl analyzed with a black strap on.
Analyzed.
Yeah. You know, we have to check out the situation. Yeah.
Psychoanalyzed?
One would hope, but I'm betting not.
I know.
I'm willing to bet that's not.
I mean, what we talk about how here. Much we love therapy on the show, so I'm like, good for her. Good for her. Stepsister, fuck me right on the bed. Strap on. That's it.
Nice. Nice. Right on the bed.
Fuck me right on the bed. Fuck me right on the bed.
What a plot twist,
you know.
Didn't see the bed coming.
Nowhere else.
Okay, this is the last one I have.
Okay.
Girlfriend wanted a big cock and a wet vagina saddled him to the very balls.
Actually, I like that one because I was like,
kind of literary.
Right.
Wet vagina saddled him to the very balls.
Yes. I'm into this. Someone wrote that with a quill.
Yes.
Okay, last one for me.
Yeah.
I pegged Pierce Paris in the back of his fuck van. Girls can plow some ass too.
Yeah.
I also looked at this one. I had to know what a fuck van was, you know? I had to know.
I feel like I know what a fuck van is, or at least...
Do you?
The spectrum of what it could be. And I like that there's something subversive here, you know? Like, this girl's like, you think this fuck van's, you know, like, I'm coming to run the show. Yeah. I don't know.
It's apparently his me fuck van, and she... plowed his ass.
Yeah, she plows his ass.
The thing is this person obviously invested a lot in his fuck van.
Yeah, I want to hear about this fuck van.
It's fully decked out on the inside. Like, it's got, like wooden siding, you know, on the inside.
Is it nice?
It's like, nice.
Is it a good fuck van?
Yeah.
Like, would you fuck in this van?
I'd say he can go out into nomad land.
Okay. This is a David Strathairn.
Yeah. You know, he's got some things decked out in there.
Yeah.
He's living in that van for sure.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know if that made it better or
no,
worse.
No, actually, I don't know. He's
sure
not living.
He lives
he's
there.
Not living there. He's not living there. There's not like a kitchenette.
It's a decadent travel van.
Yeah, like there's like hard.
It's a camping van.
Yeah, he has like there's like legs, like harnesses for him to get fucked into.
Oh, and it is so. It is sort of a dedicated fuck van.
Yeah. Like, oh, yeah. There's like props and pillows.
I'm actually really intrigued by this van.
I know.
I might have to look at this video.
Well. Lucky for you, we're about to take a break.
Perfect.
This HeadGum podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, wow.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt. Mm-hmm. So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective, unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
Brazzers, strap on Gina Valentina, Dom's her new stepmom.
I feel like this video almost needs a content warning.
Oh,
because
absolutely. All of their videos do.
And stop listening now. Yeah, all of their videos do. Her whole last show does. It's just very rapey. I'm just going to get that out of the way. This is, I mean, I can watch a lot of this crap and be like, ha ha ha, porn. And I was like, ugh, did it have to? Okay.
I know.
So let me not get too ahead of myself.
I know. It's like all of Brazzers is basically like sexual assault with like a wink, you know?
Yeah. And like not and a very dedicated wink.
Yeah.
You know?
Also like the montage I'm forced to watch at the beginning of this video.
Yeah. I also clocked that and was like, what is the trend of like really intense music? And at the beginning of this kind of like mainstream porn, like this, we watched like a similar channel recently. There's like, and you're just watching like,
it's just like supposed,
big dicks penetrate very overly shaven pussies, you know?
And girls being like, meh.
Yeah. And it did beg the question that I was like, will that be a next generation stereotype of like porn music? Because ours was like bow chicka bow.
Oh, yeah.
Like we had the like cheesy sax or the like the silly percussion. Is it now gonna be that like a new generation of kids are like, oh my god, porn music, right?
It's because I don't know, like do they think that like gets like testosterone flowing?
I think so.
Yeah.
I genuinely think that's the aim that like
right.
I'm also like, who is writing this? Like, what does that industry look like?
Oh, God, that poor person had such high hopes for their music career, you know?
Yeah.
So, a brief synopsis. I mean, Do we even?
Girl comes home from college. Oh, dad has a new fiance.
Wife. Oh, yeah, fiance. Okay, fine.
And
she's like,
girl
what?
Is mad and masturbates about it.
And
with
then,
the strap-on dildo like you do.
Yes.
Just
and
to,
then
like,
wears it and then fucks her new stepmom.
Yes. Yeah.
So
the art is in the details here. First, let's start with the choice dialogue.
Oh, yeah.
Who is she?
Right.
Because if there was any stranger in my house that my father was being friendly and or affectionate with, I would immediately attack that person.
Of course, 100%.
No way is she like a neighbor. Like she's immediately mad.
Right. He goes, this is Julie. She's my fiance. And she goes, I'm Julia. And that sealed the deal for me.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, we're in for a wild ride here.
Just, you know, listening presence, great script work.
Right,
you
right,
know,
right.
All of those things at play here.
She has nice tits, I guess. Probably dumb as a brick. Like,
yeah,
what
probably
a nice,
dumb as fucking bricks. Just your type, Dad.
What a nice young lady.
Yeah. Also, what a weird thing to be like, she has nice tits, I guess.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, sure. We have to allude to the sex later somehow.
Right.
But let's be mad about it.
Right. We have to know that she's attracted.
And then Dad gives us just a really pathetic, wordless
finger waggle.
Like he's going to come after his daughter, but he doesn't. She goes upstairs. She gets out this strap on and is just holding it with the straps hanging loose.
Yeah. And she's like, this is the only thing that's going to make me feel better.
Yeah.
Because whenever I get in a fight with my dad, I immediately have to just jerk off.
Yeah, quite the opposite.
Yes.
Quite the opposite for me. If anything, I'm like, damn it, that really killed all things good.
I can't have sex for a month.
Yeah. Let's not read too far into this.
Yeah, yeah.
And then stepmom walks in on her. And this is also like poorly contrived because she's at the door. She's listening.
She hears
clearly
the
hears moans and sex noises, masturbation sounds.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of just knocking or being like, hey, lunch is ready, and like running away,
she opens the door.
She
to
like
take
winces
a
like, oh, this is going to be bad. And then she opens the door. And the stepdaughter's like, what the fuck are you doing?
Right. And she's like, oh, I was just making lunch and it's ready.
Yep.
And she's like, get out, bitch. You know?
Yep.
And then
stepdaughter gets an idea. Yeah.
Wait, I have an idea.
And I'm going to rape my stepmom.
Literally. And then she just goes downstairs and we just cut to her bending over Julia and shoving the dildo into her.
Yes.
What?
Mm-hmm.
And then she's like, oh my God, your dad's going to come in. Dad comes in and he's like, oh, it's so nice to see my girls getting along. Moo, moo, moo.
Yeah. And then he's also like, is lunch ready? And she's like, this one's ready, and suddenly has just a plate of pasta in front of her and hands it to dad. And I'm like, sorry, one plate of pasta is ready?
Are you going to
make
more?
Are you making separate batches of pasta?
Exactly.
Like, this one's ready. Hands that off to dad, and then they continue fucking.
Right.
And then a different, or presumably the same, I mean, who cares about continuity? There's another, there's a plate of pasta
and
to the
pot.
Right of mom.
And a pot.
Yes.
Just for inexplicable reasons, you know.
Yeah. Just sitting on the counter next to them while they have very boring, not pleasurable sex.
Yes.
Very confident no one enjoyed this.
Rips her shirt open. You know, Julia sucks the dildo. We get the fake moans.
Mm-hmm.
It's just gross. Like, there's like, at one point, like, Julia's like on the counter in like a full like shoulder stand, like legs bent over her head.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I can't feel good, you know?
Yeah, just a little extra. And it also looks like this particular strap-on is really hard to leverage. Like, it's like a big honking one.
Oh, sure.
And she keeps like holding it with her hand.
The base. Yeah.
Like, I just feel like the strap does not step to the strap-on itself, to the dildo itself, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then dad's just disappeared, by
the way. We don't
know
where dad
is. Like, we're having very loud sex. The pasta is still there.
He's not wondering why no one else has joined him for lunch, you know?
Yeah. And he's not wondering what those screams are from the kitchen.
Right.
Because presumably he's taken his lunch and gone to an entirely different side of the house.
Yeah. He said he went to the patio. Let's not forget that key.
That is helpful. They're doing their best.
Yeah. And she was like, oh, that sounds nice. I'll meet you on the patio.
This pathetic woman.
There's clit stimulation in it. I mean, I don't believe anyone had an orgasm, but, you know.
Just a little bit of clit stimulation.
At least there's
just
that.
A dab will do ya.
Right.
Yeah.
I take my wins where I can get them.
Oh, I'm with you. I didn't find many wins in this one. And
no, not at all.
I struggled with it.
Yeah, this was like mainstream's idea of lesbian strap-on sex, which, you know.
Yeah, inconveniently located, poorly leveraged, very little actual pleasure.
Uh-huh.
And the women have to hate each other because women have to always be in competition.
Right. And also, like, no, like, boundaries or consent or anything like that.
Mm-hmm. Of course not. Why would we? All right, let's move on.
If you thought we were going to talk about strap-ons and pegging and not talk about Michael Vegas, you're out of your mind. You're out of your mind.
It would have been nice to offset the bad, supposedly lesbian sex with better lesbian sex.
Right.
But this particular video and everything from Peg Him was like too delicious to resist. Like, we're sort of overdue for a scene between Michael Vegas and Susie Q.
Yes.
Because it was fascinating watching this, having talked to Vegas and have him talk about like his girlfriend fucking him in the ass is like how he unwinds.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like
Yes.
That really played into my experience of watching this.
Well, and also what's really great, I have to say, about this video is, like, she, I mean, they're both just wonderful performers and very smart. And, like, she asks him, like, why do you like getting fucked in the ass, you know? And, you know, he's like, I like how full body involved it is. And he can relax into the activity as opposed to tensing into it. Because when you top, it's a lot of tensing. And I was like, that's so smart and so well put, you know, when you think about it.
Watching this video, I'm getting a little ahead of things, but I just have to. Watching this, I was like, what is this akin to? Like, I felt like I was watching, like, a deep tissue massage
or like
really intense yoga or something, you know, like it was so clear that this was, like, a potent visceral experience.
Oh, yeah.
For Vegas, and it was hot. It was also like fascinating. Like I was filled with a kind of, like, wonderment watching this.
Oh my God,
I have not felt watching porn in a while, you know?
And it wasn't like, it's not like rough pegging. It's like, it's a lot
exploratory.
It's like a lot of, like, releasing, you know, like
that's why I was like, what is this like? Is it like Thai massage? Cause it was like, we'd find a spot, you know,
and
then
be like right
there it is. And it'd be like, pull back a little, breathe into it, like, go deeper.
Yeah.
Like, there was a sort of symbiosis, too, in the way that they were.
Symbiosis? Wow.
I don't know. It just came out.
You fucked me sideways with that word.
With just the way they, like, that they were, like, engaged with each other was, like, really incredible to watch.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, they're partners in real life, so, like, anytime they work together, it's just, like, it's really great. They know each other's bodies really well.
So just to, I almost want to take it back and give like a little bit of a rundown. So we're like in a, I don't know if it's their house or if it's like a place they rented.
Like a little cabin vibes, you know?
Yeah, it feels like cabin vibes. It feels cozy. There's like wood paneling.
Uh-huh.
Like there's a sweet little curtain behind them. Like it feels cozy.
Yes.
And then they're kind of playing around. There's a little like butt bumping moment that I love.
Yeah.
It's very just like playful and... She starts like biting and like playing with his ass. She's got the like the lube out. And I was like, ah, here's the magic goo that if you want to know how to make it, Vegas describes in great detail on the gaping episode that he guests on with us.
He put clove oil in it.
Yes. I was going to say, she commented, she's like, I love the clove oil. It like smells so good. And I was like, ah, brilliant.
I know, right?
Which is interesting too, because I wonder if that even adds sensation.
Since it probably, it might, because it's probably like a little sort of tingling or something.
The goo operates in such a way that it even like leaves strings. Like he did describe it as like Ghostbusters goo, you know, like it has a specific behavior that might be different than other lubes, but that was kind of fascinating to watch.
Yeah.
And then, she starts with one dildo. She has gloves. She's fisting his ass with one hand and then two. And basically, like, the penetration is just building.
Yes.
And
it's
expanding.
Crazy. I mean, this dildo is massive. And I also really loved that it was, like, an uncircumcised dick.
Yeah. Well, an uncircumcised phallus. Yeah, what an interesting choice. It was a massive dildo that was uncircumcised. So.
I loved that. Like, let's, you know... We got to normalize that. Like, why?
Yeah,
they
we don't have to
be...
put a like specific kind of mushroom head on every dildo.
Exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. There was also some great moments where she was like fucking him with this thing, and she put her leg up around.
Yes,
like,
I was going to comment on
and
that
kind
too.
Of like stepped on his head, and and then at one point he like kissed her feet, which I really loved.
Yeah.
You know? And it's slow, and it's like you see it's a lot of shots on his face, and you can kind of see this sort of full body thing he was describing.
Yeah, you're like watching someone deeply experience the like pleasure pain.
Right.
Like
right,
his
right.
face is so intense, and it's not an orgasm face, but it's not just like screwed up sex face. And it's also not like I'm trying to look hot face. Like it's clearly just him like experiencing these like very deep sensations and almost like working with his own resistance to them. You know, like you can kind of see him pushing through or engaging with the things that Susie's doing to him.
Right. It's fascinating to watch. And there are some farts.
There are sounds happening that like
I
couldn't even understand.
I know.
There was the
I
first
don't even
fart.
Call them farts because they're
I
so
I literally
like,
was like, this is an ass queef because it wasn't like a fart. It wasn't like gas like sneaking out. It was like
air getting pushed like, in.
Yes, and like, or air just getting like pushed around, like this.
Yes.
This member being so massive.
Yeah,
and him like opening his asshole so profoundly that it was like stuff would just like come in and out. Like that was pretty wild. And
yeah,
it's wild to me that they like left that in.
I know.
And it was
both
reassuring and intimidating. Or
and
I was like,
and they like giggled at it, and she was like, "These are monster farts." Like I loved it.
Yeah, she's yes, yeah.
And like, and then there was like. You know, she has like both fists in his ass and he's like fucking back on it, which I really loved also.
Yeah.
And it like slowly builds. It has like a really nice build and crescendo to the point where he's like jerking himself off.
And he's, and then we get a cum shot, which I honestly wasn't even expecting. Like I didn't quite know if we would have a physical climax here that we would see. Like I almost would have been satisfied because it almost felt meditative. Like it had that deep yoga vibe that I was like, if he doesn't come, like, this is enough for me.
Right.
You know?
Exactly.
But it was also cool to be like, oh, wow. Yeah. Like he just really gets like his prostate stimulated, this whole full body experience. He like leans into that and then he comes inside of that place. Like that was pretty fascinating.
Right.
Yeah. Really beautiful.
Loved it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Loved it. I feel like it must be similar to like, I mean, I can only speak from my own experience, but like when I have an orgasm, when I have like something in my ass and also something in my vagina, it's like a double, you know what I mean? It's like a
deeper just the whole place is, everybody's
fullness.
Stimulated.
Yeah.
You know,
it's like such,
it does sort of force that full body sensation, you know, and like just really gets in there. gets in there.
Highly recommend, by the way.
Yeah. Now, would you and do you or did you masturbate to a video like this? Like, did watching this video, like, does that directly correlate to you touching yourself? Or is
I really like, I mean, the things are going to happen for me when I watch any man take something in his ass, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So yes. But I prefer more of like a, deep, like rough, not rougher, but like a stronger penetration. I don't need like necessarily the larger dildo.
Is it almost more like you want the rhythmic fucking or
I
less?
Do a little bit I like the rhythmic fucking. I like the changing of positions. I want it to look like penetrative sex that I would have, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but it's just a man receiving.
Yeah,
you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, but I mean, I do love Michael Vegas and I will jerk off to anything that he's in.
Yeah, by all means.
Yeah, because he's just like, he's got a great body. He's a great performer. And I love watching him and Susie Hugh together.
Yeah.
So
they're really fun together. Yeah, I highly recommend as well.
Yeah.
I wouldn't masturbate to this necessarily. And my reasoning is that I don't masturbate to fine art. No, like genuinely, like it was just so... like kind like truly incredible to watch, you know, like, and it almost like brought forth my brain as opposed to like turned it off, where I was just like, wow, like the human body, you know, like there were, like just other things going on. I think I would masturbate to the like climactic ending to the video because I, like you, am sort of programmed to be like, okay, I'm predisposed to watch
sex.
Like rhythmic
sex,
like this is the sex, and then sex turns me on. Whereas, like, exploring someone's asshole feels, like, experimental as opposed to climactic. And typically
and
when I'm watching porn and masturbating to it, it's for the purposes of climax. So it, like, didn't quite correlate in that way.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, is absolutely masturbation worthy to me. But, yeah, it's almost, it's similar to you in that I'm, like, I go for specific things when I'm actually touching myself as opposed to exploring sexuality.
Right.
I don't know.
Yes.
I don't know how else to say that, but you get it.
You said it beautifully, honestly.
And no browsers, if it doesn't go without saying. It's a no.
No.
It's a no.
Well, thank you so much for listening to Girls on Porn. You can find us on Instagram at Girls on Porn. That's porn without the O. On Twitter at GOP the Podcast. On our website at girlsonporn.com. And also on our Patreon, patreon.com/girlsonporn.
Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. And if you want to leave us a little 5-star review, feel free to drop your Instagram handle in there and we'll give you a splashy little shout out and a thank you.
This has been Girls on Porn, the only GOP that's actually good.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.